The Rock Station T95 Meatball special edition of studio interviews, because they just crushed it last night in front of Korn and Breaking Benjamin. Bones UK in the studio.
Hello, Meatball. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm so good.
You feel a lot better today. You've been battling some sickness, right?
I have had an ear infection at a heavy rock stadium tour, so it's not been great, but we're okay. Getting better now.
Yeah, you guys sound great. You guys were warming up a little bit ago, and I was just... You guys played like a little bit of a track, and I was kind of in awe. I was like, God, man, this is just it's sweetness in the studio today. That's my breakfast for the day, because I didn't get a chance to eat today. So.
Neither did we, actually. We should go for some lunch afterwards. Maybe meatballs.
Ah. Well, Bones UK in the studio, we got Rosie, Carmen, and Heavy. They're all the way up. Well, two of you guys are from London, correct?
Yeah.
Camden, directly? Yeah for
have
sure.
You, have you been?
I was in high school the last time I was there. I know...
Girl school trip?
Yeah, something
nice.
Like that. We were there for like a band choir kind of
cute.
Thing. Right, right. Oh, I was adorable. Like wireframe glasses, everything.
I can imagine that,
actually. No beard whatsoever, clean shave it. It was embarrassing.
That would have been weird if you had a beard at school, but
this is true. This is very true. What was my vocal range? I'm a tenor one, actually. Yeah, very, very high tenor, so...
Oh, I was either hoping really low or really high.
No. I haven't actually sung in a while, so I don't know.
Well, there's no better time than now, is there, Meatball?
With us.
We're going to bust out like some German operas on air today. No, I was going to bring up Camden. You know, when I was there, like, I know the markets are kind of a big thing there. Mm-hmm. But specifically, like, the music guy in me remembers the Electric Ballroom.
Yes.
Have you guys have obviously been to shows there, right?
Yeah, we've been to shows. I don't know whether we've played
we've
there.
We've never actually played there.
Well, wait, that's a travesty.
I know,
there.
It's great. It's one of those proper, like, dingy London venues which you've got to always hold on to and
it's
hope doesn't get turned into flats.
1,500 people or something like that. It's pretty
great.
Small.
It's a real, like, hellhole. It's brilliant.
Coco. Which is there in Camden.
But that's just recently got, there's a fire there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Oh, my God.
I know. Hopefully that'll be all right. But I think they were turning that into a hotel or something tragic. I honestly, the state of affairs with closing down venues is quite depressing.
Right.
But
well, I would hope that one survives it. Because, I mean,
us too.
You're talking about names like, you know, Megadeth and Iggy Pop and the Ramones. I mean, just it's like an 80-year history or something like that. So, yeah.
And not to mention just the place itself is so beautiful. Like, it's an old theater. It's properly English. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Did you guys went and saw shows there when you were younger, right?
We played Coco.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah, but never Electric Ballroom. We must do that. We're going on, nothing.
Even if even if it is still kind of burnout, you guys should just break in and play a show.
Oh my God, we should. It'd be an amazing music video with it on. Yeah, wow.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Bones UK, you guys started, I was reading kind of through your bio, you started at a blues cafe, is that right?
Well, she bumped into me.
Oh, okay, fair enough, yeah.
I was on stage playing blues with a bunch of old men.
As always.
My favorite.
Right.
I think I was nursing some kind of a lame breakup and sort of went up to her afterwards and said we should do something together. And it was that night, like several bottles of whiskey later, we sort of basically formed a band.
That's fantastic.
And we've been together ever since.
Right.
So
and then you guys added Heavy too with you. So how did you run into Heavy?
We auditioned Heavy and he was the last person. Turns out he wasn't even meant to be in the audition. One of his mates couldn't make it and he did it instead. And
nice.
The moment he walked in, it was like, that's the one.
You guys are a presence. I mean, watching you on stage because, you know, Carmen and Rosie, you guys are going nuts. And Heavy, you're back there just beating the ever-living I'm not going to lie.
We need, like,
effortlessly. It looks like effortless.
It's pretty much a dance back there just watching you guys work. It's pretty cool.
It's like, we always wanted, like, you want that rock behind. You don't need someone else sort of, like, showing, you know, running about.
Right.
We need that kind of, like, that stable rock just holding us down so me and her can, like,
he's our foundation.
Yeah, absolutely.